Absolution, a Rusty Quill Gaming fanfic written by Zy42 and read by Katie Hart. Relationship, Sasha Rackett, and Oscar Wilde. With additional tags for ghosts, guilt, and missing scene. Summary. Of course it's her. Of course it's you. The ghost looked at Wilde with a cocked head and dark eyes. She looked exactly like Wilde remembered her. Not the older woman who had walked beside him in the garden, but the girl he had let walk to her death.
"Who else would it be, mate?" she asked. "Maybe Grizzop, I guess. You killed him, too."
Wilde sighed, leaning forward on his knees. They were in Damascus. In the office, where he had collapsed in a pool of his own blood, the sun slanting through the windows at an angle that suggested late evening. "I don't think he would blame me," Wilde said. Sasha leaned back, careless, waving a hand that wanted a knife in it.
"Would he be wrong if he did?" she asked. "You sent Eldarion. You do the same magic she does. You should have known she couldn't manage."
Wilde rubbed his jaw. "We specialize in the same class of magic," he said, "but she and I hardly have the same skill set. She could get him where he needed to be, to you. And then she dropped him because you couldn't find anyone better." Wilde hadn't been there. He had Hamid and Azu's account of what had happened, but it was all confused, limited to a single perspective. Maybe Eldarion had failed. Maybe someone's grip had given out. There were only two points of reference. It was impossible for him to know.
"She dropped me," Sasha added. Her dark eyes narrowed in an expression Wilde didn't think he had ever seen on the real Sasha. Something far too hateful and vindictive. "She loved me. She wouldn't have dropped me if she could help it."
Wilde looked at Sasha, the tilt of her head, the heat in her eyes. "You think she loved you?" he said mildly. He didn't know much about Sasha's life before he had met her. All his research had brought up only the most surface-level details, but she had run from Eldarion, he knew that much. Sasha sneered at him. It was all wrong, he thought, feeling odd and detached from where he found himself. This wasn't Sasha. It annoyed him a little for this specter to be standing before him and wearing her face and making stupid expressions with it. Sasha had never looked so self-important a day in her life. He stood and took a step towards her, and the spirit wearing Sasha's face looked startled, stepping back from him. "Stop it," he said. Sasha had never once been afraid of him either. Sasha could have knocked him on his ass 6 different ways if she wanted to. "If you're going to try and be her, at least do it right. You look nothing like her." He had woken up from death. This thing standing in front of him hadn't touched it. He reached out and grabbed it around the collar, and not Sasha cried out.
"Let go," she snapped. "What are you doing? It's your fault I'm..."
"There isn't anyone else you could be," Wilde said. He could hear whispers, like back in the garden. They were indistinct, but not unkind.
"Of course you're her. Get out. You don't deserve to wear her face."
The spirit snarled at him, writhing like a scuffed cat, spitting furiously at him, but its words meant nothing. Not now. Wilde shoved it away from him.
"It's all your fault," the spirit wailed, no longer looking much like Sasha at all, as if his touch had melted some of the illusion. "Your fault. All your fault. Would you just shut up?" Wilde snapped, and the entire world went black.
The end.